You remember across the pages of the Bible, you have a Jesus who's always taking thought of people.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
He's walking along and he looks up a tree and he notices Zacchaeus up there. There's a guy named Nicodemus who came to him at night, asking him questions. Jesus never forgot Nicodemus. There was this Samaritan woman, embarrassed, one with not much of a reputation. And yet Jesus took thought of her, spoke to her. He was always taking thought of people. We have a God who meets needs. You are on His heart and mind.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Teresa, I'm going to give you a quick test here of one of the strangest Valentine's gifts I ever gave you, probably 30 years ago.
Probably 35 years
35
ago.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, and this is the Thursday edition of Great Commandment Radio. Practical, biblical, and daily how-tos for loving God and loving others. Living out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. Loving others. We all want to be better at loving others, and that means giving. But do you know, to be challenged to give, you may first need to be challenged to receive. That's our focus this week on Great Commandment Radio, the challenge to receive. Today, how we can best receive from others. Back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
It's a kind of a gold-plated heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Brass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really wasn't gold. Mm-hmm. It was just kind
brass.
Of painted.
It was very pretty.
Painted brass looking.
Very romantic.
And it said IFPS.
Yep.
Which stood for I Fly Partner Style.
Yeah, and I was clueless. I didn't know what it meant. You had to tell me.
And what that came to mean was I had done a really bad job of leading a very self-reliant life.
This is the first time I've heard this, folks.
I had left you out of a whole lot of my life, and I was kind of doing my own thing, and I left you to kind of do your own thing, and then we kind of came together occasionally for the sake of the kids, and it was a pretty lonely marriage. And God began to work in my heart to say, this thing's supposed to be a partnership.
Hmm.
It's not supposed to be a solo deal. And God spoke to me during a Valentine's time to say, from now on, I'm going to try to fly this marriage more partner style. My challenge, as we've been talking about all week, was to receive. But the most difficult thing I began to find was that it was hard for me to receive from other people. Now, I was a Christian at the time. In fact, I was already in ministry. And I was kind of receiving from the Lord in my devotional times, and I was receiving from the Scriptures. But I was having a real difficult time receiving from people. Now, why is that, Teresa? We can receive from the Lord. We can receive from the Bible. We can kind of pray hard, be spiritual. But when it comes down to, I really need you, and it's okay for you to need me. Really receiving from one another. Why is that such a challenge? Now, it's probably only a challenge for me. Or maybe not.
I think the real bottom line about receiving from human beings, as we talk about this, I think I know now why people put so much love and affection into their dogs, because the dogs don't hurt them. And I think this is why people are fearful of receiving from others, because of their own feelings of fear and trust and hurts that haven't been healed. And we can feel like we can trust God, because most of us feel like God hasn't let us down. And so it's easier to put that trust and receive from God than the person that's sitting next to us or somebody in our family, because we don't have a history, so to speak, of pain.
Yeah. How about some of you? Are you pretty good at reading the Bible? And in many ways, you're pretty passionate about it, but the Bible hasn't really hurt you. It hadn't let you down. And maybe some of us are really good at our prayer times, and we're really great at checking off the devotional time, because as Teresa said, we don't sense the Lord's really let us down huge ways. But when it comes to people, if people kind of let us down and hurt us to the point that we've denied that we even need them. You know, I'm reminded, honey, of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says, let us run the race that is set before us. It says, let us. It didn't say, now, Teresa, you run your race, and David, you'll run your race. I get kind of an image there of it's not about I stay in my lane and run my race, and you stay in your lane and run your race. That's not what this picture is all about. It says, let us run this race. And as you know, in one of our conferences not too long ago, I reminded the audience there of that little story of those Special Olympics runners that were running the 100-yard dash, and they took off running. And one of the little boys fell down. And as he fell down, every other one of the racers turned around and went back, picked him up, and arm in arm, they crossed the finish line together. That's what let us run the race is all about. That's fellowship. That's living our Christian life in community one with another. That's today's program, Great Commandment Radio, focusing on the wonder of not only loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, but loving others. Learning to receive from others. That's the subject of today's program. We're glad you've joined us. And we hope that all week long, and particularly today, you'll visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find the resource for the week entitled Kingdom Calling that focuses on this challenge of breaking out of our self-reliance. It's taken me a long while, and I'm not sure I'm still there, honey. Of course, yours was instantaneous, I'm sure. But anyway, we're moving on.
Just
there.
Moving on.
Yeah. You'll also find free downloads for the week that'll help you in your journey of hearing from God. It'll help you in your journey of receiving the light from the Word of God, as we talked about on yesterday's program. So visit us at greatcommandment.net. Download some good stuff, and you'll also find there the Kingdom Calling resource. And among other things in there, you've got some interesting, vulnerable stories from my dear, lovely wife, Teresa. The stuff she won't say on the air, I write down in these books.
Oh.
No, that's not true. We're glad you've joined us. Our teaching segment focuses upon the mystery of community, how God is at work for you to receive through the wonder of fellowship.
Well, you had to receive from me to write those books.
So there you go. I guess that's it. And you continue to bless me.
I knew it. If I didn't give you all this good information, you couldn't be writing all those books.
That's right. I say to people, I've lived these books.
No, I live them, and you write about them.
I guess that's right. Well, thanks again for joining us on the other side of our break. The teaching segment, and then practical experiences of receiving from others in our closing segment. Thanks again for joining us.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, is it difficult for you to receive from others? Then it may be difficult, surprisingly so, for you to truly give yourself to others and to give yourself to God. Go to greatcommandment.net for today's free download on how to receive from others and order your own copy of Kingdom Calling. We'll be taking you into the Kingdom Calling workshop in our next segment of Great Commandment Radio. A reminder, every single order supports local Christian radio. Just like churches, we believe local Christian radio is a dynamic and needed ministry in our own communities and our own lives. So support local Christian radio by ordering your copy of Kingdom Calling. At least visit for today's free download. GreatCommandment.net, www.GreatCommandment.net. More of Great Commandment Radio right after this break.
I was reminded of a church I was in not too long ago who I think so understood the need for security among parents and kids and families that they had a very special ministry.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Their church had a lot of single parents, single families in it. They had a very extensive ministry to those single parent families. They had experts in the field who would come occasionally and make sure the single mom's cars were all tuned up and they understood some important things about budgeting. I couldn't help but think that what's happening in that ministry is that this church has become aware that these single parent families have a high need for security.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You often find it more difficult to receive than to give to others. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. If you do find it more difficult to receive, do you ever think that's actually something good? Well, actually, it's something that can interfere with your ability to love God and love others. Experience relationships as God intended. The challenge to receive, our focus this week on Great Commandment Radio. Today, the challenge to receive from others. Now we take you into a Kingdom Calling training workshop with Dr. David Ferguson.
I became a Christian at 21. I was in a church that was one of those that's pretty dead and dying. If anything got saved and moved, you ordained it. All right? And so when I was 23 years old, I was ordained as a deacon in this church. If there's something alive, we're going to ordain it, send it out, do something with it. And so I remember sharing with my mentor, Paul, the custodian, one day. I said, Paul, I've just become convinced I've got to do a better job of sharing Christ with other people. And I think my flesh wanted him to say, now don't be too hard on yourself. You're just a relatively new Christian. You know what he said? We're standing after church. He says, I'll pray for you. And when he said that, I remember thinking, what do you mean pray for me? I'm looking a little sympathy here. He says, I'll pray for you. And when Paul says, I'll pray for you, he never, in my history with him, when he says, I pray for you, I never once had him say, I'll pray for you, with him not taking his hands, putting them on you, and starting to pray. We're standing in the church for you. People are leaving the church, and the custodian had just grabbed me by the shoulder, hand raised, and he's praying over me that I'll start sharing my faith with Christ. Now, this is not pleasant, what's happening inside of my heart. I was trying to be vulnerable that God's going to want me to share my faith. He's got the audacity to say, let's pray about that. And then to want to do it right then in front of everybody. Now, I am the young deacon. What are you doing? I quickly got out of there, got in my car, and got home thinking, I have just been embarrassed. I mean, here I am, supposed to be a young deacon, going to serve these people, and I got the custodian praying over me, trying to make me an evangelist, and I am upset with this boy. I am upset with my friend Paul, and I went home angry. I did. I was angry at Paul. And I dealt with it all Sunday night. I went to school on Monday afternoon when I got out of class. I said, I'm going to that church, I'm going to find him, I'm going to talk to him about that. I'm upset. I drove into the parking lot, and when I drove in the parking lot, there was a plumbing van there with a guy that I knew was the name of Scotty, and this is a guy that Paul had gotten involved in Scotty's life, helping Scotty with his family, with food, helping Scotty find a place to live, and so I knew Scotty was the plumber. I walked into the church, and I get up toward the front of the church, and I can hear voices, and Paul and Scotty are underneath the baptistry. We've got a leak, and Scotty's there to fix it. Well, that didn't stop me. I'm going to find Paul. I'm going to get him out of there. We're going to talk. And I got on my knees, and I headed underneath there. And I got about two crawls underneath here. And I saw and heard Paul leading Scotty in the sinner's prayer. Paul was leading him to Christ underneath the baptistry. Now, what do you think the Holy Ghost has just done to the young deacon? Huh? Can you imagine what now takes place? I am prostrate on the floor, crying out to God. You know what God just did? He just did it again. He took some of the glorious riches in a saint, and He just challenged my sin. He just challenged my indifference. He just challenged my coldness. You see, that's the power of fellowship. Oh, that we might engage in it to see Christ who He really is, to understand who we are and then why we're here, partnering together for the sake of the kingdom. Let's pray. Father, would You encourage us as only You can? Would You teach us of these things, even of which we speak? Would You enlighten the eyes of our heart to the mystery of fellowship? In Your name we ask it. Amen.
Dr. David Ferguson from the Kingdom Calling Workshop. You can receive the entire workshop and give at the same time because you'll be giving to local Christian radio in your community, which gives 24/7 to all of our communities. So receive your own copy of Kingdom Calling, the workbook and companion DVD or CD set, and give to local Christian radio at the same time. Go to greatcommandment.net. Order your copy of Kingdom Calling today. At least visit for today's free download on how to better receive from others, thus better love God and others. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Additional resources are Great Commandment Network of Churches and much, much more. Greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Back with David and Teresa Ferguson after this break. This is Great Commandment Radio. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
I was reminded of a church I was in not too long ago who I think so understood the need for security among parents and kids and families that they had a very special ministry.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
The church had a lot of single parents, single families in it. They had a very extensive ministry to those single parent families. They had experts in the field who would come occasionally and make sure the single mom's cars were all tuned up and they understood some important things about budgeting. I couldn't help but think that what's happening in that ministry is that this church has become aware that these single parent families have a high need for security.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008.
Well, welcome back to Great Commandment Radio as we talk about receiving from others. You know, Teresa, one of the most exciting opportunities that we all have is to share the likeness and the love of Jesus Christ. In our teaching segment, I share a little story about our friend Paul Garza's encouragement in my life and accountability in my life for me to kind of continue to live this Christian life that I teach about and talk about. And one of the practical things that this means for each of us is we all ought to be looking for opportunities to care and to give to other people so that they have the opportunity to receive. And so I thought it might be just helpful and probably a good accountability for you and I to just reflect on a few moments for the last few days on opportunities, challenges, if you will, that we've been presented with to kind of care or give to other people that they might receive. You know, and one of my fondest ones, you know, the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive, was last evening with our grandson Zachary, with both parents having some previous commitments. They were having their little math fair at school, and so our kindergartner Zachary took his grandfather. And so what a joy it was to just kind of walk around for that hour and a half and let him show me all his little math games he's been doing and all the little projects, and we had a little set of scales, and we were weighing the eraser and the pencil and the scissors, and he had to guess which one was heavier, and then we had to weigh them all and see if he was right. And what an excitement it was that, you know, Zachary got the award, and he got a colored pencil, you know, that had an eraser on it, and his class won an award. And I couldn't help but think that, you know, in the big scheme of things, a part of what life is about is just slowing down from some of my normal busyness to kind of enter into little Zachary's world and to give to him. And that's a part of what life's all about.
Yeah, I was as you were talking, I was reflecting on another part, I think, of receiving from others. See if this isn't true, David. I as I was thinking about just in the last couple of days of how I've been emailing people on their birthdays, and that's one point of receiving. But I had an appointment this morning, and as I was talking to the lady, she was able to share with me something that had been on her mind. And as she shared it with me, tears came to her eyes. And I thought she could share that with me because I had been vulnerable with her.
Yeah.
And it had been a relationship where we both were giving and receiving from each other. And isn't it true, as we're vulnerable with people with some of the journeys in our life, it's easier then for them to receive from us when we're vulnerable.
Yeah, very much so. Now, who in your life might be in one of those traffic patterns? Because I think this lady you were talking about was just kind of one of those ladies. It's kind of been the traffic pattern of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there's the opportunity to care for one another.
And if she shared that, because we had been vulnerable with one another, then I could give to her.
That's right.
I could comfort her, and then she could receive it.
Yeah. Or it could be as simple as something else you said of, you know, there's a pretty long list of folks we try to keep up with birthdays and anniversaries, and we're doing some emailing and sending some cards, and you and I work together on a card of gratitude to some friends over in Georgia not a couple of days ago, of just sending them a little note of gratitude. And communicate that to them. I had a chance to see a friend, Gary, a little while ago, who had lost his mom not too long ago. And we had sent him a note and talked to him on the phone, but hadn't seen him in person. So I think it was a blessing to him to just connect after about a month since his mom's death, and just to give him an appropriate comforting hug when I saw him. You know, we had the opportunity to send some flowers
Across the pond,
yes, to our friends Allison and Christine, who are in an exciting ministry journey in their life, and they're celebrating that on Sunday, and we're looking forward to those flowers arriving at the vicarage, as they call it over there, parsonage, we might call it
that's
over
right,
here,
that's right.
In time for them to celebrate that together. So there's opportunities around each of us each day where we can be caringly involved in the lives of people so that together we could run the race that is set before us. God never intended us to fly solo in the Christian life. He really designed us to live the Christian life in partnership with Him and with one another. That's what Great Commandment Radio is all about. Experiencing the life and the love of Jesus, not only with Him, but together with one another. We're glad you've joined us for today's program and all week long as we talked about the challenge to receive, receiving from the fellowship of the saints. Tomorrow's program, we're going to talk about the blessing that receiving is as it empowers a heart of gratitude. Now, some of us could use more gratitude, Therese. I won't speak to who, but some of us could use more gratitude occasionally.
I think we need to show up tomorrow to see who that one is.
Okay, let's do it. Join us then, will you, for Great Commandment Radio.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries, thanks for joining us today. For more tips on how to receive from others, please visit our website. We have something we want to give you, so we hope you'll receive it. A daily free download today. More tips on how to receive from others, thus how to better love God and love others. It's absolutely free, and you can pass it on to anyone you love. Go to greatcommandment.net. And be sure and order your own copy of this week's resource. It's called Kingdom Calling, Experiencing God's Calling in Your Heart and Relationships, actually learning how Christ is formed within you and experienced in relationships, in your church and family, even in your community. It's Kingdom Calling, and every order goes to support local Christian radio, a gift that keeps on giving to your own community. That's supporting local Christian radio, receiving Kingdom Calling for yourself, all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll free 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008, or greatcommandment.net. Receiving brings gratitude. Experience it tomorrow on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.
all the way back to the garden, and we're going to talk about Eve. Are you ready for this?
As long as I get equal time.
Okay, we'll give Eve equal time here.